From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Gemma Gaudette. This is Idaho Matters. The Idaho legislature is planning to once again tackle the issue of school choice during this year's session. In fact, a new bill was introduced just this morning in the State House. Now, lawmakers have tried over the past several years to put some kind of program in place that would let parents choose where their children go to school, using everything from vouchers to education savings account. But none of those past proposals have actually become law. So we want to take a deeper dive into school choice, and we're planning a series of conversations about how this would impact kids and parents, public and private schools, charter, religious schools, and of course, taxpayers and educators. So school choice is a big issue, and we are just starting to scratch the surface of this. So we asked Kevin Richard, he is the senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, to come on in and give us an overview. Kevin, it's always good to have you on the program.
Hi, Gemma. How are you doing?
I'm good. So, Kevin, let's just start with some basics. What is school choice or a voucher system or what some people call an ESA? I mean, how does something like this typically work?
Yeah, if you get past all of the terminology, and the terminology is part of the debate, but if you get past all the terminology, what we're really talking about is legislation that would allow public tax dollars to go into supporting private school education, and whatever vehicle you use to do that. That's the crux of what a school choice type legislation would do. Right now, public tax dollars do not support private education or parochial education.
So, Kevin, you've been on our program before talking about how a lot of folks think the word voucher is basically a dirty word. And why is that?
I think it is just, you know, the debate is always, the public policy debates are always about the terminology that people get to use. Mm-hmm. So I don't think this is much different than what you see in a lot of different venues. Voucher has just become this word that is, it polls badly, apparently. I'm not a pollster, but from what I understand, it's a word that some voters hear, and they respond badly to it. So what you're hearing a lot from the proponents is more of a description that this is a tax credit or this is an education savings account. Again, those are terms that I think may be more palatable with some voters. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, get past the terminology. We're really talking about more or less the same construction, the more or less the same concept.
And that concept being, if I'm understanding this correctly, Kevin, is that you are the state would be giving money to parents of school-age children to then be able to use that funding to choose or decide where their children go to school. Is it a public school? Is it a private school or a private/parochial school? Is it homeschooling? Mm-hmm. That's basically the gist of this idea.
That is the gist, and that gets you to the bill that was introduced this morning. This proposal has been out now for a couple of weeks, and what it would basically do is it would provide tax credits that parents could use to apply towards the cost of private school. You know, parents would have this $5,000 tax credit that they could use to offset the tuition costs of private education. Right now, if you want to send your child to private school, you have to pay for it yourself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So it's not necessarily like the state, like I have two children. So it's not like one day I would go to my mailbox and I'd have a check for $10,000 in the mail to just decide where I want to send my kids to school. It would, if I sent my child to, let's say, a private school, I would still pay that tuition, but then I get that tax credit.
That's basically how this one would work. And some of them are different. Some are more geared towards giving a scholarship that parents could use. I mean, yeah, you get past the differences between the programs, you're still talking about the same general idea. And again, it's the diversion mm-hmm. of public dollars into private education.
Well, and the fact that a $5,000 tax credit doesn't cover the cost of private education. So
no, but this pilot program that they're talking about is not inexpensive. I mean, this is a $50 million right. pilot program. And I think if there's one thing that folks on all sides of the debate seem to agree on is the fact that if a program like this were to begin, there's a good chance that it will get bigger over time, that more parents would receive the credits or the scholarship or whatever, and more public money would go into that program.
So Kevin, give us a little bit of a history lesson here too, because Idaho has tried some type of school choice plan in the past, and they've heard a lot of proposals in the last few years in the Idaho legislature. Hasn't necessarily, I mean, nothing has become law. So is the needle moving more towards something becoming the law at some point, whether it's this session or not?
I think that's hard to say. I think that if you're an advocate for school choice, you would point to the fact that the Senate did pass a bill last session. It would have expanded the Empowering Parents microgrant program to allow a pilot program, a smaller program than what we're talking about this time around, that would have piloted allowing parents to use that grant program to put towards the cost of private education. So I think you would point perhaps to that if you're a proponent of school choice. You might also point to the Boise State Public Policy Survey, which came out earlier this month, which indicated that it's close. The polling numbers are close, but there's a slight plurality of Idahoans supporting some kind of a school choice mechanism. But it was an interesting poll, though, Gemma, because when respondents were then asked, well, what if that program jeopardizes public school funding, then the support becomes a little bit softer. So is there momentum towards the school choice? There's definitely a lot of discussion about school choice here at the State House, more than we've seen maybe a few years ago.
Okay, so let's talk about the Idaho Constitution then, Kevin, and the Blaine Amendment in particular, and how that figures into school choice. Because you're not supposed to be able to give government money for religious education in particular, but start out with what is the Blaine Amendment and how our Constitution plays into this.
Mm-hmm. Really interesting morning at the State House here, by the way, because at the same time that tax credit bill was being introduced in one House committee, another House committee was taking up a proposal that would repeal the Blaine Amendment. So, mini civics lesson about the Blaine Amendment. About three dozen states have these amendments on the books, and Idaho's has been on the books since statehood. And what it does is very explicit. It says that public dollars cannot go to support religious institutions, and that includes religious schools. So there have been movements to try to get the Blaine Amendment repealed from the Idaho Constitution. This isn't the first time we've seen this at the legislature. That's a difficult, that's an arduous task, because you have to get a two-thirds majority in both houses to repeal a constitutional amendment, and then it's got to go to voters. It would be really interesting to see what voters would do with the Blaine Amendment if they got their hands on it in 2024 or some future election cycle.
So, Kevin, when we also talk about school choice, inevitably it seems like the state of Arizona comes up. Some people may not know why. So can you give us a thumbnail of Arizona's school choice story? Because some would argue that it's a tale of caution.
I think if you're an opponent of school choice, or if you're an opponent of education savings accounts, Arizona becomes kind of your poster child, because they have gone down the road of an education savings account program, kind of similar to what we saw proposed in the legislature here in Idaho last year. It's become a very costly program. I mean, I'm looking right now at a fact sheet that the Mountain States Policy Center, a group that tends to support school choice proposals, they put out a fact check earlier today about the cost of the Arizona program. And they're saying that the current estimates of the cost of the Arizona program are, air quotes here, only $703 million. Critics have said that the program is actually costing $950 million. You know, either way, it's a very expensive program. And worth noting that the Idaho proposal that we saw today, it's got a $50 million cap. But I think, like I said earlier, I think many people would look at that and say, if it passes, if it becomes law, chances are it will get bigger. Does it get $700 million bigger like the Arizona program? Who's to say? Who knows?
So, Kevin, I know that you included school choice as one of your four biggest public school issues to watch this legislative session. Almost a month into the session, would you say that this is still one to watch?
I think it still is, because I think you've got you got folks pushing for school choice or pushing for an ESA or pushing for a tax credit, knowing that this would be a historic step in Idaho in education, because we just don't do this. So, you know, like I say, we've got a pretty clear line here between where public dollars go, limiting the use of public dollars for public education as opposed to private or parochial education. So this would be groundbreaking. But, you know, I think either way, or in many ways, this is going to be a very historic legislative session on education topics, because at the same time, if you had a governor really pushing for a school facilities plan, that also would be groundbreaking. So, you know, we're a month into the session. I expect the school choice debate is just getting underway. The facilities debate is just getting underway. There's a lot on the table here that will be sorted out in the next few weeks or next couple of months.
So this new bill that was introduced today, Kevin, it's called the Parental Choice Tax Credit. And as you mentioned, the proposal opens the door for $50 million to go towards private education, wherever a parent would want to get that tax credit. Where then does the money come from?
Well, that's going to be one of the big debates about this this legislative session, because it's a little bit different session. We're not sitting on these huge surpluses that we've seen in past years. So I expect that when we get down to what does this legislature decide to fund, you know, I think you're going to have some really interesting debates about, you know, do you siphon some of the money that we have on the table for a $50 million tax credit? Do we siphon $200 million into school facilities, which is what Governor Little talked about at the start of the session? There is money available, but there isn't a whole lot of money available. So I think, in the next few weeks, the debate will not just be about policy, but it'll be about priorities and where the dollars go.
Before I let you go, Kevin, you mentioned Governor Little and what his priority is, and it's school facilities. And so any idea then where he would possibly stand on a bill like this, $50 million of state funds coming from somewhere to fund school choice? Because I would assume that even if this passes, it has to go to his desk and then he ultimately decides.
You know, governors never like to publicly say where they're going to be on a bill before the bill reaches their desk. And Governor Little is no exception on this issue. But I think he's made pretty clear that by virtue of the budget priorities that he set, he believes that dealing with the facilities issue for public education is a big deal, and it's a big priority, and it's got to be addressed this year. He did not put money aside for this tax credit bill that we saw introduced. He didn't put any kind of money set aside for a generic version of school choice for legislators to decide. You know, he said his budget priorities pretty clearly at the start of this legislative session. So what would he do if this kind of a tax credit bill reaches his desk? I have no idea, but I think we'd be watching it very closely if it gets to that point.
Well, Kevin, as always, really appreciate your insight and your expertise on this. So appreciate your time.
Thanks, Gemma.
We've been talking with Kevin Richard. He is the senior reporter and blogger with Idaho Education News, talking about the issue of school choice here in Idaho. And as we mentioned, there was a bill introduced just this morning in the State House in regards to school choice. Now, Idaho Matters is doing a series of interviews on school choice during the 2024 Idaho legislative session. And we really want to hear your thoughts about education reform, as well as vouchers, school choice. So here's what you can do. You can send us an email at idahomatters@boisestate.edu. Let us know your thoughts, or leave us a voice message. Here's that number, 208-426-2777. Again, 208-426-2777. Or if you have our Boise State Public Radio app, go into the feature Talk to Us and leave us a message there. We really want to hear your thoughts on this as we continue to dive deeper into this discussion. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This new year, LifeKit wants to help you succeed. because everyone needs a little help being human.
It can seem so overwhelming. You're not alone.
Who can I commit to being?
If you want to do something, then just do it. Just take that first step.
Great advice every week. Listen to Life Kit from NPR.